You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Headline News.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When heat and humidity reach dangerous levels, older people are more at risk for dehydration and heat exhaustion. Dr. Ronan Factura with the Cleveland Clinic says the risk is greater because we don't sweat as much as we age.
There's changes in the skin that occur. The sweat glands don't work as well. Your body's ability to regulate temperatures goes down.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
The son of a Boston police captain arrested for an alleged ISIS terror plot will be held in jail without bond. Texas Representative Michael McCall tells Fox News ISIS followers in the U.S. are not uncommon.
Well, we're getting these internet missives from Syria into the United States with thousands of followers. The FBI director said they have investigations in every state. We've had the number of plots triple over the last year.
Alexander Chicolo appeared in federal court in Springfield, Massachusetts yesterday following his July 4th arrest in connection with the alleged plot to detonate explosives at large gatherings. Prosecutors showed a video of an FBI interview to the court in which Chicolo defended beheadings conducted by ISIS and declared Americans, quote, enemies. Texas Representative Michael McCall says more must be done to stop ISIS followers in this country.
We put billions of dollars into disruption of these types of cases, but very little into prevention.
The 23-year-old suspect is facing weapons charges that carry up to 10 years in prison. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Scientists have more questions than answers after reviewing data sent from the NASA probe that just passed Pluto. New Horizons scanned Pluto and its moon, Charon, during a 31,000-mile-an-hour flyby.
Something is making these two worlds very, very different. One has an atmosphere and volatiles on its surface. The other does not. One is covered in water ice. The other is covered in these volatiles. It's a puzzle. It's a real puzzle.
One image of Pluto shows huge mountains of ice, but how they form defies expectations. Scientists at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab also can't explain why there are no obvious craters on Pluto's surface, suggesting it may be a very young 100 million years old. One geological feature, a ridge near the heart-shaped region of the planet, is being named Tombaugh Ridgio. It's a tribute to Clyde Tombaugh, the man who discovered Pluto in 1930 and whose ashes are on the space probe. The probe was launched in 2006, and researchers say it will take at least 16 months for the probe to transmit all of its information. New Horizons team member Kathy Olkin says they haven't gotten much sleep since the probe's flyby of Pluto.
The team has just been abuzz. Look at this, look at that. Oh my God, that's amazing.
One scientist says the early data confirms something he's known for decades.
My prediction, written 20 years ago on a little slip of paper, held in a manila envelope, is proven right by New Horizons. The Pluto system is something wonderful.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Right now in Flemington, it's 64 degrees, clear skies, and today is July 16th, 2015. Plentiful sunshine today. It was just an amazing day to walk out the door this morning. No humidity. Just really pleasant. A high of 81 today. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy and a low of 58 tonight. That should give you an idea of how low the humidity is. And winds light and variable. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Hopefully just as nice as today with a high of 83. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday is what we have our focus on for salsa night. Scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon, a high of 88. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. And those scattered thunderstorms continue with a low of 69 into Saturday night with winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. So off and on, we might have a couple of interruptions. That's about it. Sunday will be variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. A high of 91, winds light and variable, and chance of rain 50%. And Monday is variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms, and a high near 90, winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Well, good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County. Now, normally you'll hear introductions with music and all that good stuff, but the tech guy is having some serious technical issues right now with his computer, and nothing seems to want to play, so we have to do a little bit of this acoustically, if you know what I mean. So let's see what's going on. It is 8:08. Let's see what's going on with traffic. We get our Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic reports from HERTTMA.com. They send me that anytime something's out there. It is asynchronous, but you get local roads, not just Route 78, which seems to be the most concerning, but you get the local roads as well. And at this particular moment, I just checked out there. Nothing at the moment that is affecting us. So everything is out there pretty good. It seems like everybody's on vacation at this particular moment. So not too bad. So here's what is going on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets. They had a down day yesterday, and we'll find out if that's going to continue with the confirmation or the approval of the Iran nuclear deal with Congress. They have 60 days to discuss it, but the media is definitely showing or presenting the naysayers on it at this particular moment. Why? Well, but that's because the media needs to find something to be controversial about. So we'll find out if there's other people that really buy into it besides President Obama. And at about 8:40, 8:45, we'll try and get in contact with Mayor Janice Kovach. I learned that Mayor Janice Kovach was out in United Kingdom last week, so that's a good reason why she didn't pick up the phone. So we'll see if she's back this week. Otherwise, we'll give you more information about what's going on locally at Hunterdon County. At 9 o'clock, I got a real treat. We're going to have two children that have come over here from Colombia that I had highlighted as part of their travels from KidSave. So the host parents of these children and these children will come on in. Now, they don't speak a lot of English, so there's going to be a lot of translation going on, and we'll find out what everybody's talking about with regard to their visit to the United States. They're going to be here for 5 weeks. I think they've been here for two, and we'll learn what their day-to-day experiences are. So looking forward to have that chat with them. At 10 o'clock, Randazzle's Musical Journey. Greg is on vacation, so we'll be rewinding the radio program, probably replay our broadcast about with the Colombian children. The library shows on 11 o'clock with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. They're part of the Hunterdon County Library System right there at the county complex on Route 12. And they'll be giving us all sorts of information about the impressive array of materials, exhibits, programs, community support. There's two concerts still coming up that they'll be talking about. I don't think they're happening this week, though. I think they happen next week. And lots of other clubs and stuff like that you can get involved in. So Jennifer and Jim bring that all into for you from 11 to 12. Mr. Gonneau, Jim Gonneau, is on at noon. And Jim is taking care of business. He does that every weekday, Thursday at noon. And Jim uses his expertise from his proprietorship of Crown Trophy in Flemington, and there's lots of great ideas and advice that come out of that. Jim also is part of the Flemington bid. He's an officer, and he brings that information as well, and he also does a lot of community service for folks. And I know he's planning on getting out of here next week, because he's got, I think, the annual meeting for Crown Trophy. So Jim always brings what's going on in his world to us. And so let's see if I can find what Jim has planned for his show today. Jim usually puts it on our Facebook page, and it's taken me a little bit to find it. So when I do, I will certainly bring it to you. All right, we'll check it out, and I'll certainly bring it to you in a minute. And then we have a number of different things off and holistic around Hunterdon, with Sue Ann Sesha Harden is on at 5 to 6, and it's the Healers Roundtable. So four individuals that will help you and answer your questions with regard to what might be afflicting you. And so you can learn a lot about that and get your questions answered. So Sue Ann and the Healers Roundtable is on from 5 to 6. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the different ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. I just found Jim's post, and he says he'll be talking about the four top email marketing trends, why marketing is getting personal, why you should promote yourself like Amway, seven great ways to improve your content marketing strategy, and the top 10 reasons your brand needs to be on Facebook. It's Thursday, July 16th, and he'll have all that and more on noon on Taking Care of Business, right after you hear Bachman-Turner Overdrive. And let me just see if I can find... Sue Ann's post as well. I know it's out there. It's just a question of finding it. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll grab that and we'll take a break and I'll... well, I think I might have it. One second. Nope, it's being temperamental. All right, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterin right after this. Hang on.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingchamber.org.
God, I think we got it working for just a little bit here. Who knows? It throws me a curveball every now and then. BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. It's Rabbit Week. That's the Magician Rabbits. Sponsored by Melvin Rabbit up in Canada. National Baby Food Week. It's National Ventriloquism Week. National Math Week. Starts on the 18th, along with Restless Leg Syndrome Education Awareness Week. And Everybody Deserves a Massage Week, National Parenting Gifted Children Week, Captive Nations Week, National Independent Retailers Week, National Zookeeper Week, all that starting on the 19th. And for today, it's Get to Know Your Customers Day. It's World Snake Day, and it's Hot Dog Night. So So go out and grab a hot dog. Maybe go out and watch the Somerset Patriots and have a ball game and a hot dog. Not too bad. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Well, vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it's talking about a dozen of musical acts to rock Flemington tonight. Actually, the article says tomorrow night because it was written yesterday. But Thursday Night Lights is on, and man, what a day. So please, make sure you go out and enjoy this. So this evening, the borough will be in the grip of a phenomenon called Thursday Night Lights. Sponsored by the Flemington Business Improvement District, it will feature at least 25 musical acts and other attractions at locations from Turntable Junction across Main Street and as far east as Bloomfield Avenue. Entertainment rolls from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Three more sessions of Thursday Night Lights have been scheduled for this summer, July 30th to August 13th, July and August 27th. Here is the schedule excerpted from the BID website. Strange Brew Crew, location is at Immortal Inc. and Domalina's Hair and Nail Lounge at 9 Central Avenue from 6 to 10. Local band that plays cover classic rock songs and early days of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, to the late hits of today, the Black Keys. The band features four singers, which allows for a variety of vocal arrangements, including two, three, and four-part harmonies. Donna Milcarrick is on from 6 to 8 at Paint Party Studio, 69 Main Street. McCarrick is a guitarist and singer from Central Jersey, playing covers with elements from country, pop music, jazz, and standards. Crossroads, Smoking Dragon Vape Shop, 39 Mine Street, 6 to 8 p.m. Crossroads consists of four local musicians who promise tight vocal harmonies and quality musicianship. Their music covers well-known artists of various genres and decades, including beloved songs from pop full of the 60s, Beatles, Cosby, Stills and Nash, and Young, to current contemporary artists like Ingrid Michaelson and Jason Mraz. Al Grigg is on at Matt's Red Rooster Grill at Bloomfield Avenue, 6 to 10. Grigg has always had his hands and voice in music, starting at age 6, and has been lucky enough to bring joy and smiles to people worldwide through music, both original songs and other people's great songs. In the beginning, he was part of a very original indie band, the Flying Dogs of Jupiter, releasing an album in 1975. Later, he offered a dynamite 50s and 60s act at Jukebox Gold. Thomas Johnston is at Coco's Cafe at 52 Main Street, 6 to 10 p.m. Johnston is a singer-songwriter from White House Station. He has released two award-winning solo CDs of original music, Highway Signs and Highway Lines, in 2013, and Table for One in 2014. His music is referred to as Irish Americana, a blend of Americana, folk, and Irish music. Rodeo Gypsies, Old Courthouse, Main Street, 7 to 10. The Rodeo Gypsies, or Rodeo Gypsies, can best be described as a blend of psychedelic cowboy music and classic roots rock, seasoned by swampy voodoo vibe with carefully layered high lonesome harmonies from four distinctly different vocalists. Wow. Tastes Like Chicken is on at 123 Main from 6 to 8. This three-man band has been playing music together and have been the best of friends for more than 17 years. Great music, friendship, laughter, and overall great time. The band includes Greg, who's keyboards, mic, guitars, and drums. Fido, Mix 'em Up Bartending School at 14 Volper Road, 6 to 10. Fido is a Hunterdon rock band with a unique mix of organic music and classic rock. Christopher Agarbao is at El Mirachi at 161 Main from 6 to 8. Agarbao is a Montgomery Township pianist and vocalist who studied at Westminster Choir College, a lineup of 80s rock jazz standards. Maches Wind is a comic fusion in Viva Mexico, 16 Turntable, accomplished musician and virtuoso guitar player. Wind began his career in New Jersey. He toured the world while writing and recording an extensive catalog of music, eventually returning to the East Coast. Russell Norovich Norkovich is on at Old Courthouse, 6 to 7. El Mariachi at 161 from 8 to 10. New Jersey songwriter Russell Norkovich offers his own brand of piano-driven music. Shakers is at 123 Main Street, The Porch, 8 to 10. Shakers play a blend of jamming rock, soul, and reggae. Arturo is at Banish Associates, 111 Main, 8 to 10. Arturo is a guitarist, music director, and arranger, playing, professional jazz and blues singer. Garden State Jazz Duo, 6 to 8 at Uncorked, 17 Stangle Road. Saxophonist Zach Gardner and guitarist Matt Gordchick. Michael Kosek is on Comic Fusion in Viva Mexico, 14 Turntable from 6 to 8. Bob Dylan and other artists. And Exit Row, Banish Associates from 6 to 8. They're playing White Knight and classic rock blues. Today's hits are from the radio. Raritan Valley Recovery Band, Smoke and Dragon Vape Shop, 39 Main, from 8 to 10. And Stan the Colonial Fiddler is at Roaming, he's roaming around, 6 to 9 p.m. Michael Notarangelo is at 55 Main from 6 to 10, guitarist. Magnolia Street String Band, Kevon Volt Gallery at Fulper Road, 6:30 to 9. The band started in 2013. John Ash at Grill Shack, Peter Black, Paint Party Studio, Tyler McManus, 8 to 10 at Uncorked, Crumbs and Thumbs, Factory Fuel. Wow. All that's going on tonight, plus Constantine the musician is roaming around, and Gearhead Creations is at Yellowfinch Antiques, Frolic Crafts, all that's going on tonight, and it's going to be fabulous weather. Make a opportunity to do it. That is why all of that has to do with vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Actor from Bedtime Stories, Jonathan Morgan Haight, is 15 today. Ugly Betty's Mark Indelicato is 21. Big Time Rush, James Maslow, is 25. The Kids Are All Right, Eddie Hassel, is 25. Anna Lynn McCord is 28 from 90210. The Lovely Bones and Smiley, Andrew James Allen, is 28. Actress of Heartland, Diary of the Dead, Michelle Morgan, is 34. Jamie Mays is 36. Robin Lee is 41 from Hitch. Jackass, the movie, Chris Pontius is 41. I think you'll ever think about how that's associated with him at some point. I don't know. Dirty Sexy Money, Laura Margolis is 42. Jonas Chernick, 42, from My Awkward Sexual Adventure. Corey Feldman is 44. Stand By Me. Karina Arayev is 46 from As the World Turns. Rude Awakening, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Rain Pryor is 46. Writer, actor of Step Brothers, Anchorman, Will Ferrell is 48 today. American Dreams, Jonathan Adams is 48. Hannibal, Fabrizio Giffuni is 49. Actor in 10 Things I Hate About You, Daryl Mitchell, 50. Actress in Gremlins, Phoebe Cates, 52. Chicago, Denise Faye is 52. Mad About You, Leslie Kenzie is 55. Dancer in Riverdance, Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley is 57 today. Actress in Drive Me Crazy, Faye Grant, 58. Babylon 5 and Open House, Jerry Doyle, 59. Police Drummer, Stuart Copeland, 63. Reuben Blades, singer, 67. Deja Vu and the Cassandra Crossing, and Turkle is 69. TV football analyst Jimmy Johnson, 72. International Tennis Hall of Fame Margaret Court Smith, 73. R&B singer William Bell is 76. Wake the Town and Tell the People. And Mary Mary, Broadway actress Mindy Carson, 88 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President George H.W. Bush is in a Portland, Maine hospital after falling at his summer Maine home. A Bush spokesman says the 41st president broke a bone in his neck when he fell yesterday. The 91-year-old Bush is expected to make a full recovery. President Obama makes history today when he becomes the first sitting president to visit a federal prison. Obama will visit the El Reno Correctional Facility near Oklahoma City today to highlight his call for criminal justice reforms. Mexican authorities say fugitive drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman had help from a little bird when he escaped from prison last weekend. The billionaire kingpin of the Sinaloa cartel reportedly used a sparrow to test the air quality in the sophisticated mile-long tunnel he took to freedom. Investigators believe Guzman's accomplices brought the bird to him. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is speaking out on the nuclear agreement with Iran.
It would be the deal that the president aspired to when he started negotiations now, 6 years ago, prohibiting Iran from having the capability of building a weapon.
This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Fleming, and right now, it is amazing out there. The weather is just incredible. 65 degrees right now. That's what it says. And clear skies. Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2015. Plentiful sunshine, a high of 81, winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy and a low of 58. Tonight. That'll tell you how much humidity is in there. None. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, hopefully as nice as today, a high of 83. Winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday is not as bad as predicted, but still, we got to keep an eye on it. Scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon, a high of 88. Winds south-southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 50%. And more scattered thunderstorms Saturday evening, a low of 69. Chance of rain, 50%. Sunday, partly cloudy and 91. And some thunderstorms possibly in the afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms on Monday with a high near 90. Temperatures in our area. 67 in White House Station, 63 in Alexandria, 64 in Frenchtown, 66 in Lambertville, 64 in Ringo, 65 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Alright, I got Michelle Heidi, and she's already thinking about playing hooky today. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yes, I wish I could play hooky today, and it is absolutely gorgeous out here. Not a cloud in the sky and no humidity.
Yeah, we walked right out the door this morning, and it's just one of you immediately know it. You said, "What?" Well, it's the feeling of no humidity and that cool breeze and in the summer, it's just incredible. So,
really is.
Man. So, what are you gonna do? What's your excuse gonna be to Joe?
I know exactly.
So.
I didn't have so many files to work on my desk. It'd be a little bit easier. So, just have to think that all. It'll still be gorgeous out when I leave the office to get the kids at 4 o'clock from camp.
Okay. Hopefully. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be nice. And I was just talking about tonight is Thursday Night Lights in Flemington. It's all the concerts are going on.
Oh, very cool.
From 6 to 10. So if they have this type of weather tonight, man, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, very cool. All right. I'll have to keep that up. I'm going to have a baseball game at baseball game. I think it's baseball game at 6. So, listen to music for a little bit afterwards.
All right, go ahead. It's all over the place. There's got to be like, it's 4 hours of music and there's like 12 acts out there, so.
Okay. Very cool.
Very good. All right, so what happened yesterday? Everybody got over excited about all these deals and now everything just kind of crumbled.
Yeah, everybody got all excited. By the end of the trading day yesterday, we had, you know, the market's closing wildly lower as, the Greece vote loomed behind, and then midnight passed, there wasn't a parliament decision, but then, after midnight, here, well, our time, not necessarily after midnight, their time, they did pass a vote, except austerity in return, for some aid, and the austerity included, you know, some big spending cuts, tax increases, pension reforms, things like that, and they're looking to get a $7 billion loan. So Draghi is holding a press conference right now. It looks like they've decided to keep their rates on hold. They're not doing anything to their rate, but they do have to agree upon the loan for Greece. So we shall see. So we made it through that next point, but then again, haven't we been here before? Let's see. On the economy, we have the Beige Book coming out yesterday, basically reiterating the fact that the U.S. continues to improve at a moderate pace. We had Joan Yellen kicking off her first day on the Hill, and she seemed a little bit more upbeat, but basically stuck to what she had mentioned on Friday, which is that, hey, you know, our economy doesn't stink. Things are improving, and we're thinking that we still are on pace to raise rates this year as long as the economy continues to improve, as long as the unemployment figures still are appropriate, and as long as inflation remains below their target. So, let's see, in overnight markets, Asia was mostly higher based on the Greek news. Right now, European markets are trading a bit higher, and U.S. futures are looking like will open here higher as well. As I mentioned, we have Jari doing the conference right now. On the earnings front, we had Netflix, healthcare, UPS, all these things. So the earnings are continuing to come in. Overall, not so bad.
All right. Well, it's are we expecting the futures to recover today, or move in a positive direction, or?
That's what it's looking like as of so far. I think now that this Greece issue is not that it's behind us, but won't be the primary focus for today. I think folks will be focusing more on earnings. And
okay.
Where we go from there.
All right, sounds good. We'll see what happens. It's a little hard to hear you today. I don't know if we have a bad connection, so I'm going to end our call today, but and we're off tomorrow, so I'll be talking to you again next week, right?
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, my phone's acting a little strange. It keeps echoing.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Let's figure that one out. But okay. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Have a great night tonight, and we'll see you in a couple days.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, it's one of those days. Sorry about that. More things coming our way. I'll see if I can get that all fixed as well. That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle, Jeannie and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and Michelle helps me and Joe helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonBury.com every morning at 8:30. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Huntington County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Huntington Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Huntington Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Dorr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, 100inchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
It is 8:44. I reached out to the mayor. She still might be out in the UK. Don't know. Left a message for her. If she has the opportunity, maybe perhaps she can give us a call back, and we'll chat with her about what's going on in Clinton. I don't know if there's a lot happening this weekend, because they were very busy last weekend. So if we get any more information, we certainly will pass it on to you. Got some information here, some neat little stories in Hunterdon County. We have a Reddington woman who's targeting a New York City marathon for Autism Speaks. Sally Graziano from NJ.com wrote this article yesterday, and she says that Kim Quinlan, 26, is planning to run the New York City Marathon on November 1st in support of Autism Speaks, an organization that funds programs for families affected by autism. Quinlan is a lifelong Reddington resident, recently received a master's degree in special education from Keene University. She's a teacher's aide at Development Learning Center in Warren Township, a school that specializes in educating children with autism. Competing in the New York Marathon in support of Autism Speaks has special meaning for her. She's run several marathons in the past, including the New Jersey Marathon, Philadelphia Marathon, and Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C. And Quinlan's qualified and registered for New York Marathon, and she's been running every day, following a very regimented training plan that will have her logging at least 600 miles this summer. She's gotten some support from family members and close friends in raising the $3,000 needed to participate in the event, but she's still a ways from her goal, and the clock's ticking. She needs to raise at least half the total by the end of this month. Anyone who wants to help Quinlan can visit her fundraising page online at autismspeaks.org/2015. Donations can also be made by sending checks payable to Autism Speaks with Kimberly Quinlan printed in the memo line to Autism Speaks, 1060 State Road, 2nd floor, Princeton, New Jersey, 08540. So she's trying to make inroads into marketing and advertising and bringing awareness to autism, and she needs some cash to be able to do that. So if anybody feels that they would like to help her out, there's all the information there. Some other folks doing some incredible stuff here. Clinton family participates in a shatterproof 21-story rappelling challenge. Also published yesterday by the Hunterdon County Democrat, it says that Clinton resident Lonnie Little, his wife Christina Huntley Little, and their 16-year-old son Christopher completed the shatterproof 21-story rappelling challenge at the Hilton Meadowlands in East Rutherford on July 14th. Supported with their generous donations from PenCap Properties of Bethlehem, PA, and Grounds Care Landscaping of Somerset, Tina was top individual fundraiser for Shatterproof's New Jersey event, a national organization committed to protecting our children from addiction to alcohol or other drugs. Lonnie was the third. Their mission is to end the stigma and suffering of those affected by this disease. Christopher, who was a junior at North Hunterdon High School, was the youngest participant at age 16. The family was honored to meet the founder and CEO, Gary Mendel, for their superhero fundraising efforts. A former hotel executive for HEI Hotels and Resorts, he founded Shatterproof to spare others the tragedy his family suffered with the death of his son, Brian, who lost his battle with addiction in 2011. Wow. Rappelling challenge. It doesn't say exactly what it is. I'm going to have to see if I can get those folks over here to explain what it all entailed and how it all works. So That's pretty neat. But they were obviously big fundraisers. We have Eagle Scouts, who are also doing something phenomenal. Eagle Scouts of Boy Scout Troop 194 of Flemington honor memory of mentor Dr. Larry Ferrari. On July 15th, the Boy Scout Troop 194 of Flemington held a court of honor ceremony to honor the memory of Dr. Lawrence Larry Ferrari in early June at Minebrook Park. Dr. Ferrari died in March at age 77. He was a 30-year resident of Raritan Township, an active volunteer in the community, and a longtime member of Boy Scout Troop 194, serving on Troop Committee and as Eagle Scout Advisor. Under his tenure, and as Eagle Scout Advisor, 60 young men earned their Eagle Scout Award, which is the highest rank attainable in the Boy Scouting Program Division of the Boy Scouts of America. At the ceremony, Eagle Scouts and Scout leaders recalled Dr. Ferrari's extraordinary service and impact that will be felt for years. Dr. Ferrari was known for his dedication, high standards, attention to detail, patience, intelligence, and sense of humor. Quote, Dr. Ferrari was a teacher, a professor, a mentor, who gave so much because he loved scouting and never asked for anything in return, recalled Ricky Rainey, the scoutmaster of Troop 194. 60 scouts became Eagles under his guidance. He had an impact that will be felt for years. Dr. Ferrari worked with me for over 2 years on my Eagle Scout project. He caught me when I stumbled and kept pushing me forward, remembered Eagle Scout Anthony Dior. James Miller, who earned the rank of Eagle Scout in 1999, recalled, quote, he was a great leader, organizer, and planner. The project management plan I did for Dr. Ferrari was more difficult than anything I did in my college project management class. Like many of the other Eagle Scouts, Miller remarked on Dr. Ferrari's wit and intelligence. One day he explained to me the scientific reason why the sky is blue. Eagle Scout Tad Bindis described Dr. Ferrari. He was awesome. He looked at me every detail. He helped with everything. He was always there when things didn't work out, and he was always ready to work. Sean Coulson earned his Eagle Scout Award in 2013. His Eagle Scout project was an extensive restoration of Tettertown Preserve in Hunterdon County, which included placing 2 tons of gravel and building benches and interpretive kiosks to display wildlife information, maps, and safety information. The time management skills and leadership skills I learned in my Eagle Scout project have been invaluable as works towards my doctorate at Rutgers. Dr. Ferrari's standards were very high, and the Eagle project was not easy. You really had to earn it and work 100%. He was an amazing work ethic, and he expected the same from the scouts, said Coulson. Many of the Eagle Scouts and leaders remember Dr. Ferrari as a hard worker who led by example. He was a hands-on mentor who was there for every single Eagle Scout every day, recalled Scout leader Rob Sheneman, who has 4 sons, 3 of whom have earned Eagle Scout rank under Dr. Ferrari's guidance. He was always there in the straw hat, ready for the biggest and heaviest work to be done. Dr. Ferrari was also honored in June by the Hunterdon Arrowhead District of the Washington Crossing Council, Boy Scouts of America. Dr. Ferrari was posthumously awarded the 2014 Scouter of the Year. The award states, as Eagle Scout Advisor in Troop 194 Flemington, Larry Ferrari took the standards for an Eagle project to a higher level. As befitting his role as college professor, he reviewed his project proposal as if it were a scout's thesis paper. Larry went home after a brief struggle with pancreatic cancer, but his legacy lives on through the Eagle Scouts he mentored. For those reasons, the Hunterdon Arrowhead District posthumously recognizes Larry Ferrari as the 2014 Scouter of the Year. Very cool stuff. You can hear the same theme throughout all of those tributes, and you can use all those as lessons, because I see so many of these things. You get to these types of milestones. It might be Boy Scouts. It might be work that you're doing for high school or college. It might be some type of capstone project you're doing for some other organization. And there are people that take it to heart and do their absolute best. And then there are people that just do their absolute minimum and hope that it's going to squeak through and want us to attain the rank. Quite honestly, you're kidding yourself. You're faking yourself out if you just do the bare minimum, because the project isn't for everybody else. The project is for you, for your growth. And yeah, we'll get the benefit of what you do. And what's the point of doing the work if it's just going to be shelved? If it's not done to a high standard, a high quality, and people don't marvel at the effort and the quality that's contained in it, it's just going to be grabbed, looked at, it's going to be accepted, and then it's going to be put in a drawer to collect dust. Why did you bother? Why did you give the effort, that half-baked effort, if it's not going to really make an impact? That's what really it's all about. Make an impact. Do something to the best of your ability. It might not be the greatest, but at least you know it was the best of your ability. So trying to do the bare minimum is not achieving anything of any value for you. Great stuff there. Larry Ferrari and all those Eagle Scouts. And the Gold Award in the scouting, the Girl Scouts. The Eagle Scout for Boy Scouts. Apparently, and I haven't achieved that, apparently it is something that is life-changing and will stick with you and still is in high regard as for a reputation following you. And some of these scouts that just talked about it already mentioned how it affected them and how their work with Larry Ferrari made sure that it was above and beyond whatever they've ever done before. So they are using that as a life lesson, no doubt about it. It's 8:56. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get my guest in here. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry says he knows how to secure the border.
We not only had our Texas Ranger recon, our Parks and Wildlife Wardens, we had 1,000 National Guard troops down there on the border. We saw a 74% decrease in the number of apprehensions.
The former Texas governor tells Fox News that he has more experience dealing with the border than any other candidate running for president. He was reacting to comments made by Donald Trump. It looks like not all the GOP presidential hopefuls are avoiding Donald Trump because of his controversial remarks about Mexican immigrants. Ted Cruz had a private meeting with Trump yesterday and afterwards said he understands Trump's concerns. A married lesbian couple will now both be listed on their infant daughter's birth certificate. A federal judge ruled yesterday that the state of Utah must list both Cammy and Angie Rowe as parents on the baby's birth certificate. It's the first ruling on the issue since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in all 50 states last month. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is citing steady progress in the economic recovery as the reason to possibly raise rates.
Low oil prices and ongoing employment gains should continue to bolster consumer spending. Financial conditions generally remain supportive of growth.
In a U.S. House hearing, Yellen said the near-term economic outlook looks promising. She talked about an ongoing slack in labor markets and said wage growth remains relatively subdued. Yellen said further improvement in the labor market could prompt an increase in interest rates later this year.
The effects of these transitory factors dissipate, and as the labor market improves further, inflation will move gradually back toward our 2% objective over the